From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, January 7th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Congress has certified Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. That came early this morning, hours after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building in D.C. That violence is being condemned by Republican Congresswoman Ann Wagner from Baldwin.
Debate should have happened, and I'm all in favor of that. This is just a travesty, something you can see in a third world country.
Four people died in the violence yesterday in D.C. Even though it's been certified, Missouri's Republican senators are still divided on whether to sustain Joe Biden's election win. We have more on that from St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum.
Despite many of his GOP colleagues bailing on the futile attempt to overturn Biden's win, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley remained committed to objecting.
This is the forum that the law provides for, our laws provide for those concerns to be registered, not through violence, not by appealing from ballots to bullets, but here in this lawful process.
Hawley was the first senator to announce his objection to Biden's victory. It was a move that his GOP colleague, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, rejected. Blunt issued a statement on Wednesday calling the violence shameful. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
And other members of the congressional delegations in Missouri and Illinois are condemning the violence. U.S. Representative Cori Bush told NPR's All Things Considered that lawmakers who supported a doomed effort to overturn Biden's victory should be expelled from Congress.
This was a racist Republican attempt to overturn this election and disenfranchise the voices of Black and brown and indigenous voters who delivered this election for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and how it has led to a crisis of our democracy. And now it has incited a domestic terror attack.
Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth says she never thought she would need to defend American democracy from violent attempts to overthrow it. Republican congressmen from Illinois are denouncing the pro-Trump extremists who stormed the Capitol. Brian Mackey reports.
Congressman Rodney Davis issued a statement calling this a sad day for our country. He says, quote, the lawlessness has got to stop. Meanwhile, his Northern Illinois colleague Adam Kinzinger is going much further, blaming his own party for the insurrection. Here he is talking with NBC.
Anybody that calls themselves a Republican, like myself, should be very ashamed right now.
Kinzinger also says President Trump is responsible for what happened, but he's long been critical of the president. His Southern Illinois colleague, Mike Bost, however, has been more closely aligned with Trump, even signing on to that Supreme Court brief seeking to overturn the election. Bost issued a statement calling the actions in D.C., quote, un-American, but on President Trump, he was silent. I'm Brian Mackey.
Governors are also weighing in. Missouri's Mike Parson, a Republican, is not blaming President Donald Trump for the actions of his supporters.
I think when you try to attach on the political game, whether you try to blame the president or blame somebody else, you know, my understanding is the president told him not to commit any crimes.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, is blaming the president. Pritzker says Donald Trump, quote, must be impeached and removed from office immediately. In other news, Missouri Governor Mike Parson is releasing $127 million he previously restricted from the state budget during the height of the pandemic. Parson says $1.5 million will be for the Department of Secondary and Elementary Education, $26 million is for the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. The Departments of Agriculture, Economic Development, and Public Safety are also receiving some of their funding back for 2021 budgets. The St. Louis Department of Health expects to get doses of coronavirus vaccine in the next couple of weeks. St. Louis Mayor Lida Crewson says they would be for employees at federally qualified health centers and first responders like paramedics. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has released guidelines for the next phase of that state's vaccine rollout. It will include all residents 65 and older and frontline essential workers like teachers, grocery store workers, public transit employees, and people in prison or jail. Some of the items we will be following today in the St. Louis Public Radio and NPR newsrooms. The aftermath of the violence in D.C. will continue to play out. Several news outlets have been reporting on discussions in Washington on possibly invoking the 25th Amendment that would remove the president from office, even though he only has a couple of weeks left in his term. The pandemic also remains in the spotlight. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be giving a virtual lecture today at the Washington University School of Medicine. He, of course, will be talking about COVID-19. That lecture will be streamed live on YouTube. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.